from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan here. Evan still away for a couple days. He'll be back Monday. It's me, Sean Morash, with Tiki Barber. Hello, SMY as well. Rays and Yanks tonight, Mets and Marlins tonight. Second half of the baseball season resumes. Yankee fans, we had Giancarlo Stanton sighting, running around the bases. Clark Schmidt is going to throw a rehab assignment, although not everything is great in Yankee rehab. I brought this up a little while ago. John Birdie, who the Yankees lost earlier, could have been an answer at third base. He has now had a setback in his return, Tiki, a PRP injection?
Yeah, plasma rich platelet injection. So that... It's usually in a joint,
right?
And so there's likely some wear on some cartilage somewhere, and so they're just trying to give it some more time. Those things are sometimes they work, sometimes it does absolutely nothing.
I hope he's all right. I'm starting not to factor him into the third base equation when I hear setback.
It's hard. It's hard to trust that he's going to be fine.
Aaron Boone has also spoke about Giancarlo Stanton now. Giancarlo Stanton is doing full baseball activities, and quote, we're getting to that point where we're really close.
Mm.
So I'm going to say this now. Four games versus Tampa this weekend. I think Giancarlo makes his return for the Subway Series next week.
I think you're right. It would make sense.
Yeah, give him the weekend to make sure no setbacks, nothing, and let's get cooking versus the Mets
around
on Tuesday.
The team. Because I think he's been around. Like,
yeah.
You've seen him.
Well, they said that he's not sending him down to rehab. He's just going to come right up. So
I think we've actually seen him in the dugout, too. So we know he's around, and now it's just a matter of feeling comfortable again. Because when he pulled that hamstring rounding third base, I'm assuming that's when it happened. I forget what series that was. It wasn't like he went down and was like done for the count. It was kind of like, that didn't feel good. Skip, or more aptly, trainers, something's wrong here. Like, give me some time. So it was almost like self-diagnosed, you know what I mean? As opposed to something acute happened.
Which is smart. That's knowing your body compared to what we've had with Stanton the last couple of years.
And it sucks because you missed him for that month.
And it was the worst month that they've had.
Right.
Which is why I am now somebody who's booed Stanton in the past. Bring me you put Giancarlo Stanton back in that middle of the lineup. Yeah. With the way Verdugo's gone lately, Volpe's gone lately. Suddenly that Yankee lineup looks really deep again. And maybe it takes him a week or two to find his swing. We've seen him struggle when he comes back. But that would be a very welcomed addition. And part of the reason, you go back on the Odyssey Rewind, Tiki and I stated what our thoughts were in the second half of the year. I think Yankees are going to find their way back here. And ultimately, I do think the Yankees are going to represent the American League, which is more wide open than ever, in the World Series. Tiki thinks ALCS. Tiki thinks Mets playoffs. I think Mets will miss the playoffs as their final 10 games will be a problem. So we have plenty on the board on that, Mets and Yankees second half. And this debate about Chuck E. Cheese, which is just, as if you're looking for good pizza to eat, I had an insider text me, Pasquale, which is the name that they went by with the pizza during the pandemic. is the Italian guy in the Chuck E. Cheese band that plays, that like fake band they have. So that's why they named the pizza that.
That band, I love that band.
Yeah, the fake band when they move around.
Right.
Yeah.
When I look at it as an adult, I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah. And borderline creepy, if we're being honest.
Right. But as a kid, I was like, wow, this is so cool.
That was like seeing the Stones.
I thought they were like puppets. Like I thought they were someone in there making a move.
Tiki, the
automation that they had in the 80s to do something like that.
93, 94, you rolled into a Chuck E. Cheese, and that band was playing. I'm telling you, you thought you might as well have been doing ayahuasca and seeing Billy Joel. I mean, that was a time to be alive. 888-808-1019. So I'm just going to warn everybody, the board is all over the place as far as phone calls. You're going to get a little bit of everything. You're going to get some baseball. You're going to get some pizza takes. We're coming off the All-Star break still, all right? Yeah. So let's have some fun.
By the way, training camp's open today.
That's right. And I got a Cinco training camp related coming up. We're going to touch some football in about an hour.
Nice.
Kevin in Cranford, New Jersey. Kevin, you start us off the hour. What's up, man?
Yeah, dude, I was so happy you're going to start with me because I'm telling you, this one grows deep. It starts literally with about 10 years ago in Hawaii. I just on a spur, went on vacation, ended up moving out there. It was just awesome.
Wow.
And it was just... Yeah, I know. And it was easy to get a job and a local place, like in New Jersey, like Chuck E. Cheese, right? And I was telling the screener that, no joke, every single question they asked me from the top 25 questions was about the pizza.
Oh, get out.
And it was from New York. What's it like? What's the dough? What's the water? What's the tomatoes? What's that? What's this? And then I ended up moving back 5 years later, no joke, back to New Jersey. And look at Chuck E. Cheese now. Sean Marash is absolutely correct. Because they hired someone from New York that knows the water, the tomatoes, make the pizza. Yep. And I was just calling because, Sean, we usually don't get along. I like my boy Loogie. I like him a lot.
You know you could like both of us, right? Like, that's allowed.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, I'm telling you, bro. But you hit it with the
Loogie! Thank you. Well, thank you, Kevin, for having my back on the Chuck E. Cheese. And again... Anybody who's disagreeing, I guarantee you haven't had it recently, and that's okay. That is okay. 888-808-1019.
I just love the fact that you're getting love from around the world, Sean.
Because people know. Because people were afraid to say... It takes one person to say something you're afraid to say. People were afraid to say how good Chuck E. Cheese pizza got. I said it, and now everybody's come out going, thank God somebody said it.
Next time I see one, I'm stopping.
You got to stop. It's best slice in New York. Richie in Queens. Richie, what's up?
What's up, Richie?
Oh,
Richie.
No.
Richie. Richie going once.
Richie, we need you. You had met you
twice.
All right.
Three times later.
See you later, Richie. Alan in New Hyde Park. Richie, Alan, what's up?
What's up, Alan?
Well, listen, guys. How you doing, Sean and Kiki?
What's up, dude?
First of all, I feel very bad. I don't know this chunky pizza you're even talking about. I live in Long Island.
It's not chunky pizza. It's Chuck E. Cheese, Alan.
Whatever it is.
All right, Alan, it's okay that you don't know it because in New York and New Jersey, this area, you don't need to know Chuck E. Cheese to know pizza.
But please do not go to a local barbershop and tell them they were talking about chunky pizza. That's not what I'm talking about.
I like Toronto pizza in New Hyde Park for 25 years.
Hey, man. Listen, do you. Yeah.
I am. Thank you. This is Sean and Tiki. I have a Yankee comment, and then I have a question I want to ask Tiki about last week.
Go ahead.
And you guys spoke to Fred Carton.
Oh, Craig, about calling the games on the middle of August.
And I'm a Yankee. Sean, you know I'm a Yankee fan with you and a Rangers fan. We know how the Rangers turned out. I don't share your enthusiasm at all.
I understand that. I mean, the last 6 weeks, why would you?
I don't share it. I didn't hear the whole show. I heard your comment just now. I mean, for me to say this, I'm like, we're in need of Giancarlo Stanton back in this lineup. So I'm going to the game with my son on Tuesday at the stadium.
Come by Hard Rock before.
There, right. I'll be glad.
Yep.
I'll be glad. But the way this team, and I'm very happy I heard you say also about the pitching staff. Yeah, you know, I like this. I don't, Rodon, I'm a little bored of him already from what he's been doing. I'm bored of his whole setup. So I'm happy that the rotation was altered to what they're doing. So I'm agreeing with you on that. So at least, you know, and I do agree with what you said. Also, I like the fact that the Mets did to us a month ago, what I am looking to do to them Tuesday and Wednesday with the same pitching that we had. I don't know who they're going to pitch.
Peterson Manaea will be back-to-back in those two games, Subway Series. But yes, the Yankees will be running Heel and Cole, the two pitchers that got lit up at Citi Field.
Just reverse order.
Just reverse order. I wonder if the Met fans are nervous about that. You know, they flap their gums. We beat you two big pitchers. If the Yankees answer back. This is very 2011 Giants-Patriots vibes.
It is, but let's also, I mean, the Mets needed a spark.
Yeah, and that was a big part of it.
I mean, let's be honest. The Subway Series came at the perfect time for them because they they needed something to ignite them. And important from a wild card standpoint, but not really. You know, it's interleague play, but it's New York interleague play. Mm-hmm. And so it came at the right time. They took it dead seriously, as we saw, and they took care of, I mean, they destroyed them in both of those games. And so it came at the right time for the Mets. And in the flip around, in the comeback around, the two-game series in the Bronx, it might also come at the perfect time for the Yankees.
Yeah. You're right. That's actually a good way to look at it.
So when you think about it, and that's only if the Yankees take care of business. Now, if the Mets, you know, continue their ride and they sweep the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, then it becomes, wow, man, these Mets are for real. I think
I'll even have to say that.
If they do their job this weekend and then they take care of the Yankees, how can you not be all in on the Mets? And
yeah.
This is where the whole David Stearns conversation that we had, you know, 2 hours ago, if you rewind, you'll hear it, that David Stearns has got to. If they win five out of these six and let's say sweep the Yankees, they have to make a run at this thing this year. And I don't know what that means, but they have to do something to address some of their deficiencies and give this team a chance. Give this locker room, which is obviously believing in itself, a chance to do something special.
I will tell you this. I'm so confident in the Yankees out of the break. If the Mets swept the Yankees next week, I would do a full week of commuting here on the Long Island Railroad completely shirtless.
Why are you going to punish people?
Why? I'm beautiful.
I'm just kidding.
I'm beautiful.
Of course you're beautiful.
That's the Heel and Cole are going to shut them down. 888-808-1019. Boy, what a board we're looking at here, Tiki.
I know.
Okay, Steve in El Paso. Steve, what's up?
What's up, Steve?
Guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, I listen on the Odyssey app. I've spent the last couple of days listening to this pizza discussion. And as somebody that's a native New Yorker and only gets to go back once every couple years, the Chuck E. Cheese argument is without a doubt the most ridiculous take I think I've ever heard.
Okay,
in
but Steve,
my
have
life.
You had it? Have you had it?
Yes, I have a 12-year-old.
Okay, so
I've been going to Chuck E. Cheese for the last 12 years.
So you are the anti. You are against Sean.
Oh, but in Texas,
we've had two dissenters, and Steve, you're one of them.
Steve, your water's not the same in Texas, bro.
Listen, here's the thing. It's true. I'm not going to disagree with the water. Okay, the water argument is completely valid.
Right.
That being said, unless they change the cheese, unless they change the sauce. And unless they change the crust,
which they
there
might
is
have,
absolutely no way.
But they might have,
no
Steve.
Way.
They have in recent years, Steve. I promise you, Steve. I don't want to have. This is the thing. I think people are losing sight with this Chuck E. Cheese argument. I am not getting paid by Chuck E. Cheese. I have no affiliation to Chuck E. Cheese. In fact, as you can tell by listening to me for a year on Evan and Tiki, I hate most things.
True.
You think I want to come on the radio and tell you how great Chuck E. Cheese pizza is as a native New Yorker? You think I want to have that take?
Yeah.
I want to be honest to the audience. I am stunned at how great it became.
You're an IPT, independent pizza taster.
Yes. Yes. I'm stunned. I don't know what to tell you. I can't believe it. If this was not FCC violations, I'd say it blows something off. You know what I mean? Like, that was really good.
But you're not saying that it's the best pizza in New York right now, which I think people are getting confused with.
No, what I said yesterday, Rosie, you weren't in. I can only compare it to two places that people love that I've had recently that are around our station. Joe's and John's a Bleecker, which very solid slices. This is not to besmirch them. The Chuck E. Cheese pizza I've had recently is better than both of those places in Manhattan.
Mm.
Now, does that mean it's better than Danino's pizza? I haven't had that in a long time or something like that. I cannot tell you that.
Danino's is quality.
I'm sure it is. I haven't had it in a very long time, and I bet you probably is better than Chuck E. Cheese. All I'm telling you is in what I've had recently, man, you know, people praise these places. The Chuck E. Cheese pizza, what's become of it, is better than that. We don't have to pump our chests about pizza in New York and every place the best.
It's just like anything.
Bend the knee.
Look, it's just like anything. If you don't evolve, if you just keep doing the same thing over and over over again, somebody's going to pass you.
Right.
Right? It's like in football. We always just say, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. There's no standing still. Because if you just stood still, somebody got better.
So what football training camps open, Tiki?
Give Chuck E. Cheese credit because they improved. They got better. It's all relative, but they got better. That's all I can say until I taste it and either co-sign what you're saying or not.
We are in welcome back to football mode this weekend, and next week is training camps open. Rookies have already opened. Tiki, a lot of people will be asked, and you're an NFL analyst. Pick the teams you think you're going to the Super Bowl. What will be a popular NFC pick for the Super Bowl this year?
The Eagles.
Okay, go down the line.
Would it be the Cowboys? No, I cannot
believe you're going. You're not even naming this team right away.
In the NFC?
Yeah.
Oh, the 49ers.
Who did the 49ers beat in the NFC Championship game?
The Lions.
Okay. Yeah. Are a lot of people going to pick the Lions to go to Super Bowl this year? I would think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I think they will.
Okay. Imagine telling somebody 3 years ago the Lions are going to be a popular pick for the Super Bowl.
Good point. I see where you're going.
Okay. Imagine telling people that. What would people say? The Lions?
By the way, the Giants have a joint practice with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the schedule. That would be August 5th and 6th joint practice with the Detroit Lions.
I love that.
So our homegrown, now stud for the Lions, Dan Campbell, head coach, will come back August 5th and 6th. We have the full schedule. There's 11 days that are open to Giants fans. It's July 24th, 25th, 26th, 28th, 29th, 30th, August 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Those last two are with the Detroit Lions.
I might have to go there with a press pass pre-
And there's signings. Sure. I mean, it's really cool. They have legend signings going on all of those days. So it'll be cool things out there. Rodney Hampton's there. Richie Sorberg is there. Otis Anderson, Jay Alford, Jeff Fiegels, Howard Cross, my boy. Brandon Short, B. Short, and Jesse Armstead.
There's
a lot of people are going to be out there for the legend signings. Including Joe Morris and Amani Toomer.
Go get your tickets for Giants training camp. That's great. But bottom line is this. The Lions... People pick it. You would have thought you were crazy. So it's not that crazy to have this take about Chuck E. Cheese. Everybody calm down, too. It's pizza. Everybody freaking out about here. Oh, boy. eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go with Brad in Manhattan.
I was going to say, let's get the restaurant consultant.
Brad, what's up?
What's up, Brad?
Oh, let me get you off speaker.
Yep, it's all good.
The floor is yours, Brad.
Drop some knowledge on us, Brad.
Come on. Come on, telephone. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, guys.
That's all good.
No problem.
All right, sorry. So before we get to the pizza stuff, Tiki, just wanted to let you know, lifelong Jet fan, loved you and your brother.
Thank you, man.
You guys were phenomenal.
Thank you.
And listen, quick resume, restaurant business for 30 years. Right now, I'm currently a consultant. 6 properties I have are pizza places in Manhattan.
Okay.
All right, Brad, so I hope your consulting work, you're a little better on the phone than you were answering. You had to get us on.
And, yeah, sorry about that. And I have a 7-year-old, just for reference.
Yes.
Who we just went to Chuck E. Cheese 2 weeks ago. For you to think.
You are an expert right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you think that Chuck E. Cheese is pizza, then that's like taking a bagel, putting some sauce on it with some grated cheese and saying, here, my 7-year-old. Here's some pizza.
No, Brad, you're so off.
In cheek. No, dude, they make that pizza for kids for a reason.
Mm. Like Bagel Bites.
Think about it.
By the way, my daughter loves.
They make it for a palate of a child. And if you're a child, Chuck E. Cheese is the greatest pizza in the world.
Brad, I'm going to debunk you with this. You're a restaurant consultant. You tell me what's the better food, caviar or a chicken finger?
Mm.
Don't laugh.
Dude, apples and oranges.
No. This is a bigger point. If you were given the option, somebody said, right now you're starving, here's this plate of caviar. I'll even call it the best caviar that exists in the world, or the best chicken finger ever made. Which are you putting in your mouth, Brad?
Would that be beluga?
I got to tell you, for a guy who used to have Listeric as a client, I'm a caviar kind of guy.
Oh, you're so full of it, Brad. Get lost. Everybody takes the chicken finger over the caviar. And what is a chicken finger meant for? A kid's palate. Oh, stop it. Would you rather have snail brains or would you rather have macaroni and cheese?
Snail brains?
You'd rather have macaroni and cheese.
You mean snails? Escargot?
Okay. Escargot? Would you rather have escargot or macaroni and cheese, Tiki?
I mean, done properly, give me the snails.
Oh, you're so... You guys...
I'm just being real,
what
dude?
Happens? Everybody
Little
becomes,
squingeal is way better than mac and cheese.
The right? best mac and cheese? I'm not talking about Kraft, bro.
I'm telling you. Gourmet mac and cheese, if it's done right, he's right. It's way, I would take that.
I was at one of the best steakhouses in Minnesota at Super Bowl week. People said, try the bone marrow. Try the bone marrow.
Bone marrow's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
I love it.
I'd rather have Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Oh,
okay?
It's like meat butter. It's amazing.
Stop it with the other. Everybody just thinks because you become an adult, you got to forget about your kids. Sometimes kids' palates are spot on, you know.
Okay, now that you are in the sweet life, they actually have both.
I know. I prefer a good
they
short
have
rib.
Caviar and short ribs and the highfalutin food that you usually don't get when you go to a game.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're in the sweet life,
yep.
Sean. They also have chicken fingers. What do you go to first?
I could tell you that at Foo Fighters the other night, I had not one but 9 chicken fingers. And Mark, if you're listening, I'm still wondering why there was no fries out either.
You got to ask for fries for some reason. I don't know why.
Most sweets we go to, fries are there.
You got
to
ask for fries.
The sweet was lacking fries. I had nine chicken fingers.
I got to tell you, I always appetizer with chicken fingers and sweets.
Yeah, do what I'm telling you.
Always. First thing I grab.
So for
chicken
Brad,
finger.
Brad,
it's like,
tell
it like
me.
Informs you. Because if you screw up a chicken finger, then you got to believe the rest of the food is not going
to
be that good.
To Sean's point, where like I just threw a birthday party for my daughter. We had adult food. We had chicken fingers. You know, the chicken fingers.
Everybody grazes a chicken finger.
Yep, everybody. Thank all you. The adults were going after the chicken fingers.
So don't. Yes. This is the problem. A guy like Brad, who's a restaurant consultant that doesn't know how to work his phone, he's calling restaurants and he's Oh, look at this proper meal I have to have. Dude, sometimes the simple stuff tastes the best. That's why the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is overtaking the world. 888-808-1019. Vince in Los Angeles. Vince, what's up? Wow, we're going worldwide.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Vince?
I got to say, I really think that because you like to eat so much, you may have lost all your taste buds. But just to be fair, I've been in Los Angeles for 20 years. I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
In 20 years, I've only found 2 places in L.A. where I'll eat pizza. So just for the heck of it, we took my friend's son to Chuck E. Cheese yesterday. Fried the pizza, the worst stuff I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, come on. Stop. But you don't have New York water there.
No, you know what? That's the thing. The place I go to here in L.A., he gets his water from New York. Huh? That's why I go there.
Okay, but Charles E. Ernest Cheese in Los Angeles may not be getting their water from New York, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's amazing that water makes that big of a difference.
It does, right?
It's obviously the bread. It's nothing else. It's not the cheese and the
right. Well,
sauce.
The bagels is the same thing.
Bagels are the same thing. Bagels feel like bread anywhere else.
Yeah,
right. I don't know what it is though.
I don't know either. But that's why a part of the reason where I have a low enough interest right now, and the pizza and bagels is good. So I'm here. Okay, for better or for worse, give me the foot of snow I got to dig out because I'm not going to get pizza and bagels elsewhere. Connor and Monmouth County. Connor, what's up?
What's up, Connor?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
So, I actually used to work at Chuck E. Cheese when I was in college.
Okay.
And
big baseball topic today.
I know.
Yeah. First of all, I don't even agree that like it used to be that terrible. It was never frozen. You know, we would make it was like straight up regular pizza, spread the dough, ladle the sauce, put the cheese on. I mean, it wasn't. But like Sean said, I took my kids like 3 weeks ago, and it's completely different. It was real, you know. Thin crust, nice and crispy, but it's the crust.
Yeah.
They take the brush and they go around the crust with like a buttery garlic.
Oh.
And I was amazed. My kids had like a slice or two each and they took off to go back to the games. Now they have like a mini trampoline park in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I ate the whole damn thing. I ate the whole thing. It was amazing.
Oh,
but,
the garlic butter.
Yeah, I used to go in and make the pizza, make the salad bar, dress up as the mouse, get punched in the groin for hours.
Oh, nice. Nice. They can't pay you enough to do that job, right?
No, they do not, definitely. But I think there's really like, it's 2 categories. It's commercial and it's like mom and pop. And at least, you know, I don't want to go off the deep end. At least for the commercial argument, it slaughters Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars. I really think it's that good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And unless you've been there in the last couple of years, you can't really comment on it.
Connor, tell everybody, including Brad, if you haven't been there in the last couple of years, shut your mouth.
I'm telling you, I was taken back. It's really, really, really good, especially
if you flip it around and go crust first. I'm telling you.
See, you ain't feeding those crusts to your dog, Tiki. You ain't feeding those crusts to your dog.
I mean, it might be too, like, rich for her. Yeah, you can't give your dog, like, every bit of table.
Yeah,
food.
That could be a runny backyard.
Exactly right.
Bad runny backyard. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mario?
Yeah, great show, great show. Let me ask you a question, Tiki. This is for you.
Go ahead.
Right, I'm looking at this guy Brian Burns at the Giants signed, right?
Yes,
guy. Is this Brian?
Right. Yep. Brian Burns from Carolina.
$28.2 million, $141 million contract, $86 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Off the charts numbers. I think it puts him at the third highest defensive lineman in the league.
That's right, because he was just the next one. Well, Aaron retired, didn't he?
Yes, Aaron did retire.
So, I mean, he was just the next one. That's what happens in the NFL.
Mario.
Yeah, but when I look at his numbers, he had one season last year at 12 sacks, and the other ones were all below 10.
Yes.
I don't know where they come up with a number that it warrants that amount.
Well,
and once again, I'll go back to Saquon. If they got a defensive lineman at $20 million, and then they kept that $8 million. They could have still had Saquon on the team, and it's still a good defense.
You would rather have Saquon Barkley on this team than Brian Burns?
No, he's saying if Burns had signed for less, then they would have had, because the cap went up.
Yeah, but they couldn't get him for less. That was the whole thing.
The challenge with Saquon, Mario, I appreciate the call. Is Saquon wanted a number that the Giants weren't going to, and it almost feels like whatever forces were outside of the Giants were working against them. Whether that was the agent, whether that was the Eagles or whoever else he was chatting to, it never felt like the Giants were going to be able to make the top offer.
Right.
And so Saquon signed for the top offer. You know, good for him. He's no longer a Giant. But as far as Brian Burns is concerned, it's hard to just look at sack numbers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hard to just look at, well, his production was X, Y, and Z over these last 3 years, and that's it. Because if let's say we did that with Kayvon Thibodeau the last couple of seasons, people would have said the same thing his first two seasons.
Right.
Right. God, his sack numbers really weren't that good. I know last year he got into double digits, but they really weren't that good. But that just ignores what he was asked to do.
Yeah.
And I remember having this conversation last year. Was it last year? Was it with Evan or was it with BT?
About Kayvon dropping back in the coverage? Like that was last year we did it a lot.
Right. Yeah. So how many times Kayvon was asked to drop into coverage? And so he's not rushing the quarterback. So how is he going to get sacks on these plays? And by the way, these are obvious passing situations.
Or how many double teams is that counting in and doing all of that? Which Burns had the faces that a boy.
And so Burns is the same way. The beauty of, I think, both of these guys, Burns and Thibodeau, is that they're both two-way players. So they're not just there to rush the quarterback.
Yeah, they play well versus the run.
They play the run. They'll be smart in their gap responsibilities, and they're not liabilities in the run game. And if you look at what the Giants' biggest fault was last year defensively, it was stopping the run. They would get gashed because Wink was so aggressive. I don't mean this in a bad way. It's just what it was. He was so aggressive with getting into rush lanes that you create gashes in the run game. And so that Shane Bowen is not that way. It's going to be so much different than what we've seen.
Which is going to take Giant fans getting used to.
Yes.
Instead of the all-out blitzes, which can benefit the secondary now. More calls on training camp, on pizza, on the Yankees, on the Mets. Plus, I want to give credit to a coworker who did an unbelievable job that not many people will have understood what happened overnight. Evan Attiki on the Fan. Mets and Marlins, Yankees and Rays to kick off the baseball second half. But football training camps get ready to start. Rookies have reported around here. And it's list season, Tiki, as we like to say, list season.
Yes.
Yesterday, we debated, even the day before, SNY put out the top 10 New York athletes right now. We had a lot of fun with that. Judge, Brunson, et cetera, et cetera. We may be inadvertently being told by NFL executives who the most overrated New York athlete is in their mind.
Stop.
I don't believe this. I'm just telling you this.
Okay, go ahead.
And it could be Sauce Gardner. Why do I say that? So ESPN has done a list. Jeremy Fowler has tweeted this out, ranking the top 10 cornerbacks in the NFL right now as camp starts. Number one on that list was not Sauce Gardner.
It was not, his two-time all-pro selection.
Yep. It was Patrick Surtain. Number two, you'd figure definitely Sauce Gardner. No. Browns corner Denzel Ward was the number two corner. Sauce Gardner slid in at number three with this quote from Jeremy Fowler. Sauce Gardner is polarizing. Some executives viewed him as the best corner in the league. Others kept him out of the top 10 altogether.
Wow.
Which means there are people that have jobs in the NFL that watch Sauce Gardner play football and think he's not even a top 10 corner in the league.
The reason that happens is because Sauce doesn't travel with the number one wide receiver.
I'm sorry. He just reminded me of every food order I've had. Sauce doesn't travel. No, it does not. Will. Right. You need to eat it in house.
Eat it right now. Yeah. Otherwise, sorry, I can't guarantee the quality or the taste. Mm-hmm. But Sauce doesn't go with the number one wide receiver. And so if you're playing, let's say, whoever, Devontae Adams, you're saying, you're playing the Raiders, Sauce isn't always going to be on their best player. And I know that frustrates Sauce. I know he asked for it from Robert Saleh and Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator over there last year with the Jets. But it's just their scheme. And I think it was described to me by Saleh, actually, why that would be so difficult is because if you allowed Sauce to move with the best wide receiver, then everybody else has to move as well. Right?
Because so of the defense they play.
It's not just learn what you're doing and excel at it. It's learn 15 different ways to play the same defensive coverage.
Right.
It's just more complicated. And I think one of the reasons that the Jets have been so good defensively is because they keep it simple. Right?
Yeah.
Now, why those other two guys are on top of Sauce, I mean, it's obvious. Denzel Ward's been around since 2018, right? He was the Baker Mayfield draft with Cleveland.
The number four overall
pick. He's been there. He's made three Pro Bowls. He's a good, solid player. But it's really just like the continuity that he's had.
Yeah. And with a great defensive coordinator right now with Jim Schwartz.
Right, Jim Schwartz is there, but it's the continuity. Like, you just feel like he's reliable. And so because he's been in the league for 7 years and there hasn't, he never gets burnt. He's not that guy.
And the Browns' defense is pretty damn good,
too. They're pretty good because they have a good pass rush up front led by Myles Garrett. And so it feels like he's a top-end corner. Now, the production's not always there. He has yet to make an all-pro team.
Right.
Been Pro Bowls, but he has not made an all-pro team. And with Patrick Surtain, that one's obvious. He's young, he's elite, and Vance Joseph says, go be man-to-man.
Yep.
We're bringing pressure, we're creating chaos in front of you, be man-to-man. And he excels at that.
Yep.
So Pat Surtain, I get. Denzel Ward, I also get because it's more of a respect thing. I don't look at this as a slight on Sauce Gardner. I look at it as people don't love what the Jets do defensively, because it doesn't challenge him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now,
and that's not his fault because he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
Well, and that's the thing. I also don't view it as a slight. You put up the number three corner. If a Jet fan wants to call, scream 888-808-1019, tell me he's the best corner in the league. It's hard to argue he's not, but it's not a slight to call him the third best corner in the league.
Well, it's also hard to prove that he's better than Pat Surtain or Denzel Ward. It's hard to prove it because you're not going to get the statistics because he doesn't get thrown at.
And I know what you're saying about the way the Jets play and simplifying everything. I cannot trust an NFL executive or scout who doesn't think he's a top 10 corner.
I would agree with that.
That feels atrocious.
That
feels horrible. I'm panicked. I'm hoping that Joe Shane doesn't feel that way based on the way the Giants. I mean, come on. Give the guys due. He's a top 10 corner. Now, if they didn't have DJ Reed and some of the depth the Jets do, maybe would Robert Saleh have to adjust in certain game plans to do that. But that's also credit to the Jets' depth that they have in the secondary and what they're doing, too.
It's just how they built their team.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things, that, and Joe Douglas is the one that gets credit for this, is that, like, you pick a philosophy. And let's not forget where Robert Saleh came from. I know we associate the San Francisco 49ers with this offensive juggernaut that Kyle Shanahan has instituted out there. All they do is draft defensive players.
Yeah.
Right? They draft D tackles and D ends and, oh, guess what? We'll find a quarterback. Oh, guess what? We'll trade for a running back. Oh, guess what? We'll pull this kid underappreciated Deebo Samuel out of the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody was thinking he was the top end draft pick. So, like, they found their offense and they believe more in the scheme that Kyle Shanahan can scheme up success, can scheme up advantage. But what they have spent their last half a decade under John Lynch as their general manager doing is drafting defense.
Right. Building those trenches.
The Jets are in a similar vein. And a lot of it's because of Coach Saleh. I know he doesn't get credit for it because Joe Douglas does. But they've drafted great defensively.
Right, and they worked hand-in-hand in doing that.
Exactly right. And so Sauce is one of the top corners in football. There's no doubt about it. The only way he gets the respect to become number one on these lists that we're throwing out is if he's always on the number one wide receiver. When they play the Miami Dolphins, guess what? Wherever Tyreek Hill goes, you go. If they did that, then maybe he would start to get some of that respect. But he would also have to have the success. That would be a challenge for him, something that he hasn't seen since he was in college in Cincinnati.
So the Jets are about to embark on a season that we thought they were embarking on a year ago, but four plays in, it changed. Okay, they end up finishing 7-10.
Yes.
This is going to be, if Rodgers is healthy, the biggest expectations of a team that Sauce Gardner has played on his entire career.
No doubt about it.
So as the Jets go up against some of these opponents and get into some of these, you know, pinball matches, for lack of a better term, you know, if they lose a couple of these games, Miami, you pointed out, Tyreek Hill, you know, Buffalo, who knows what's going on at wide receiver.
Right.
They're going to play Houston, who has a litany of receivers. In these games, if the Jets start faltering in a couple of them, this is where the whispers about Sauce Gardner traveling are going to become a story this year.
I don't even, it's funny because you bring up, you know, if you're watching us on SNY, you see the schedule and they're at San Francisco. That's how they open the game. Where are they also at? They're at
Tennessee,
but I'm talking about the big games. Dolphins. They're at the Bills.
First Bills.
Those are the really tough ones on the road. The first one, and then the Dolphins and the Bills. Rest of them are kind of winnable.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean they're all winnable, but in terms of those matchups, I mean the Rams have two really good receivers.
Right. So my point though is when you look at some of these teams, teams are loading up on wide receivers these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to have a couple of them.
You got to have a couple. It's why you look at the Chicago Bears and, you know, with what they have there
DJ Moore, Keenan Allen,
and then they just drafted Roma Dunze. you better have two or three good corners. So I think some of these matchups that the Jets are going to have, Sauce might not travel, but he's still going to be up against a hell of a wide receiver.
So, Jet fans, do you feel slighted? Sauce Gardner, maybe not even a top 10 corner in football, according to some executives?
No, he is.
He definitely is.
He is.
That better put a chip on their shoulder. 888-808-1019, their shoulder, his shoulder.
You're right. This is why I hate lists, though.
I know.
Because it creates an artificial slight.
Of course. Yeah.
And, and again, three
is
still
fine.
You know
why I like lists?
Why?
Because I'm a sports radio host, and they're great to debate.
It's true.
That's why I like lists.
It's true.
Because I'm a selfish pig.
That's right. I'm not knocking it.
Right.
But I think Sauce could take offense to feeling slighted, despite being Defensive Rookie of the Year and an All-Pro.
Wouldn't you rather that, though? Wouldn't you rather, as a Jet fan, think that Sauce Gardner could view this list and only pump him up more for the year?
Yeah, probably.
As opposed to just feeling like being crowned?
Probably.
I do wonder.
But honestly, I don't think it would matter.
Probably not. I mean, Sauce Gardner's not going to need extra motivation to be awesome.
I don't think it matters for him.
Yeah. I do wonder if Sauce is paying attention to the list or just trying to improve his golf swing, which I love that content on X.
He is obsessed with
golf
right now.
He is obsessed, and as a hacker myself, I love it. But
be very careful on a day like this to call yourself that.
That's fair. That's fair. But
yes, a hacker. Thank you, Microsoft. And what was the other one?
I forgot.
Oh, Crowdsource. Something like that.
Thanks for messing up all our computers. Appreciate you.
You know who had the best day in the world today?
Who?
Hudson News.
Why?
A lot of people spending money there, sitting in airports for hours.
In the airports. Dude, everyone.
Yeah.
Right? United was grounded. Delta was grounded. America was grounded.
Brings me right to what I teased, too,
you
Tiki.
Love technology.
Technology. I have to give credit to one of our own, Tiki, off of that hacking story. Well, we don't even know if it was a hack, right?
I doubt it was a hack.
What do you call it, a ground strike or something?
Yeah, it was probably more of a glitch in the update, because they updated something.
So while we were sleeping, a bunch of computers had a bunch of problems.
Yes.
Okay? That's the simplest, dumb way I can tell
you. When you say bunch, you mean like...
Everything.
Almost every computer.
Almost every computer. I woke up...
Unless you have a Mac.
Yeah, I woke up at 8:30 in the morning, half the problem was solved, right. And I had no idea this all existed.
This is where you pray you had iOS as opposed to Microsoft.
Yes. All right. In the process of that, we had a lot of computers tied to this. Not that like we had anybody getting this, just about the computers went down
here. Yes, meaning here.
Here, at the radio station. I woke up, had a couple texts about this. I'm going to salute one of our own. Big Zoo. Eddie R. Zuman, who does a great job behind the scenes, produces a ton of shows, fills in. Chris McMonagle is on vacation this week hosting overnights, and Big Zoo got his opportunity last night, and he's had a few of them over the weeks and months to fill in and host. He got thrown into a spot last night on an overnight. Think about this. All-Star Week, Tiki, what are all the things we debated?
Right.
No game that he's coming off of, no nothing. That's a tough spot to begin with.
Right.
Solo.
There's really no opinion about a sport topic unless you're just pulling something out of your rear.
And two things went wrong for Zoo last night when this computer strike happened. We lost the ability to play commercials, and we lost the ability to take phone calls. And I have been told by a couple people
here. He couldn't even just say, all right, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Break and could not take a phone call for, and it's a rough estimate, 90 minutes overnight last night on WFAN.
And he's solo.
Solo Ed R. Zuman. No ability to take a phone call, and no commercial could be played. When opportunity strikes, you have to stare it in the eye in this business, and you have to seize it. And I think Eddie R. Zuman did that last night. I think Big Zoo, I'm going to give him a round of applause. I love him.
Great job, Big Zoo.
What an impossible spot, because I can tell you, Tiki.
So he talked 90 straight minutes.
Yeah, and
he probably talked to his producer.
Producer, I think, was Rami last night. You have to at
Rami's
that point.
Great, but,
but that's not an easy spot, and that's a panic. You don't know when this is going to be fixed. I don't know what he talked about. I don't know what you talk about. But you come out of that, anywhere Zoo eventually works in this business, whether it's here or he moves on somewhere down the line, that is his moment that he looks back at and he goes, I was on the air that night and I talked to myself for 90 minutes.
The challenge with talking to yourself for 90 minutes without any reinforcement from an audience is that you don't know if they're agreeing with you, hating what you're saying. And so you end up just like you get stuck in your own head.
Yeah.
It's like coming into a show and doing solo shows. You've had this before, I'm sure. Where you're doing a solo show and you just forget what you were going to say.
And you could say the same thing three times because you don't realize. And that happens to people normally on an overnight. Sometimes calls could dry off. I did that back in the day. Now not even having a commercial break to reset your brain. That's unbelievable. And look, we've all had the story in the business, what, you know, something happens along the way that either you shine or you fall back on the occasion. That was his moment last night. So I just want to tip my hat to Big Zoo.
Good job, Big
during
Zoo.
The Microsoft surge. He was the man on the air. Just incredible. Surge. I don't know. Everybody's looking at me. Whatever. I'm not a technology guy. I don't know what it was.
I don't even know what it was, but it was. Yeah. I think it's still going on.
I think Tiki summed it up best. Glitch. Yeah.
It's a glitch.
It was a glitch in the system.
A glitch, and you haven't seen the blue screen of death. I haven't heard that since college.
Yeah,
the blue screen of death, and the blue screen of death came around today.
Well, that's what Zoo's new nickname should be: the blue screen of death. All right, Stephen Houston. Steve, what's up?
With in regards to Zoo, I couldn't even get through it. Just the phone would drop for an hour, so shout out to him last night.
That's rough.
But to say Sauce Gardner is not top 10 corners, like saying Chuck E. Cheese is not a top 10 pizza.
I see what you did there, Steve.
Mr. Morass, let me ask you a question here.
All right.
Do you think with the alcohol they sell at Chuck E. Cheese, that might be an influence on it? And then lastly, Jets versus Texans, is Tank going to be back with Collins and then Schultz at tight end? Because then we could see Sauce cover somebody.
I remember they have Stephon Diggs now.
Right. Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell.
Yeah, that's going to be a
short. Yeah, I mean, but honestly, Steve, that was my point. Right. When I think you're starting to see it's the trend. It's load up as many skill position players, including tight ends now, as many skill position players as you can offensively, because it taxes a defense. It taxes defensive coverage to the point where you end up having to go man-to-man. And so you can play some of these zones, but you're basically getting man-looked because there's guys running free in zone.
Right.
It becomes a man-look. And so, yeah, he'll be tested because that's where every NFL team is going these days. It's what the Giants are trying to do, mm-hmm. right? And unfortunately, we got a Theo Johnson starting the season on
the pup list. Yeah, with a hip flexor.
With a hip, whatever. I mean,
you can mark it off. There's always a rookie in the Giants hurt right out the gate.
I mean, it sucks, but hopefully it's nothing. Yeah. It just allows him to have a roster spot to fill his void until he's ready to come back. But I saw that 2 days ago, and I hate to see young kids on pup list.
Yeah, you lose those reps early. Right.
You just lose the opportunity to get integrated into what's happening. And especially because there's a void there.
Yeah, it's going to be Daniel Bellinger, Chris Manhertz and Jack Stoll.
Yeah.
Not exactly Bavaro and Shockey.
No.
888-808-1019. Jason and Mattawan. Jason, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
How's everything? Yo, Tig, I just want to say I'm a diehard Jet fan, but you are a legend.
Thank you.
I'm 35, so I grew up watching you, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
It's always good. Thank you.
Listen, the whole the whole Sauce Gardner thing, that's crazy.
I know.
He's top three, hands down. That's absolutely insane. And just real quick on the Chuck E. Cheese pizza, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is phenomenal. Anybody that calls and says it's no good is just too cool to admit it.
Right.
And honorable mention, Costco pizza is also very good.
Costco. I haven't had the Costco pizza, but I'll take your word for it. See, Jason, you know what I'm going to do, and to be fair, I'm not going to tell you Costco pizza stinks. You know why? Because I haven't had it.
Costco, when we shop at Costco,
yeah,
I think my wife, she gets these cauliflower pizzas. And by the way, happy anniversary to my wife. 12 years, Tracy.
Happy anniversary, Tracy and Tiki.
She gets these cauliflower pizzas from Costco.
I like cauliflower crust.
They're actually delicious.
Yeah. If it's done, it needs to be crispy, though.
Right. But you got it. I mean, you cook it yourself. They're frozen.
You crisp that up.
You just cook it correctly. It's amazing. But I wouldn't put Costco in the same conversation that we're having with Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I agree.
It's not the same.
Man, I know where I'm going for dinner tonight. I'm all in.
You are not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I might scoop up a couple pies on the way in, stamp my hand.
Well, that's why. You just pick it up on the way home.
For free.
Yeah. Right. No.
Yeah, the ice-lip Chuck E. Cheese.
You think they're going to know me when I walk in there?
Pies. I mean, at this point, with how much legs this Chuck E. Cheese pizza has at this point, you don't think it's gotten back to them?
Cheese, one of them pepperoni.
I can assure you, that is not... The kids behind the counter of Chuck E. Cheese are not our target demo. They're not. Okay. They're changing the ski ball out. They're not listening to my takes about Ben Wright.
I think somebody that works there knows about them being talked about on WFAN.
Well,
I'm sure they will
as they have an unprecedented amount of pies sold on a Friday. 888-808-1019. We come back, a little Cinco de Fivo plus. I have a Yankee lineup for you, Tiki.
Uh-oh.
We'll find out what this looks like. Is Alex Verdugo back to the middle of the order?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.